President Trump and two of the biggest personal finance issues, healthcare and retirement. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. An early focus for President Trump, unplugging Obamacare. Hours into the job, the new president signed an order giving federal and state officials authority to waive or delay parts of the federal health care law. At the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia is our Dan Gorenstein. Dan, how much weight does this executive order carry?
It's open to interpretation. It could be a roadmap giving the health department broad discretion to effectively stop enforcing the part of the law that requires people to purchase insurance or face a fine. If that happens, health policy people and industry folks have warned it would probably lead to skyrocketing premiums for people who qualify for Obamacare subsidies or purchase insurance on the individual market. This weekend, Kellyanne Conway was asked whether Trump will stop enforcing the so-called individual mandate. She said, quote, he may, but look, we want to make it clear to everyone that those who are relying upon coverage will not lose it. Honestly, David, there's not enough information to go on to seriously decipher this beyond it's the kind of campaign rhetoric that promises everything under the sun.
Now, some experts tell you that the individual mandate might lead to a jump in what customers pay for health insurance. What are insurers thinking about what to do here?
So right now, insurers have to decide whether they want to sell plans on the Obamacare exchanges and how much to set premiums for 2018. I talked with one economist who's run the numbers if the individual mandate does go away, and a very large number of people will drop their coverage. One big piece of Obamacare was that for the most part, it standardized health insurance coverage. Most plans now have to offer certain services like hospitalization, prescription drug coverage, and out-of-pocket limits. Some people read Friday's order as giving insurers a green light to sell different types of plans. There's really a lot at play here.
And under this rubric of our changing healthcare system, Dan, more to come this week.
Tomorrow, HHS nominee Tom Price is scheduled to testify in front of the Senate Finance Committee. Last week, Price talked a lot about giving consumers choices. I expect Democrats, maybe even some Republicans, to push him for a sense of where the administration wants to go here and whether one of the choices will be that people can keep the coverage that they have today. If that's the case, then this executive order really is more for show. Then Friday is the deadline for House and Senate committees in Congress to introduce bills to repeal the ACA. That's a soft deadline that people already expect to get pushed back. But as one source said to me yesterday, the only thing he's expecting these days is the unexpected.
The unexpected. All right. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein. Thank you.
Thank you.
A major supplier for Apple says it is thinking about spending $7 billion on a factory in the U.S. Foxconn, based in Taiwan, could bring tens of thousands of jobs stateside. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace is tracking.
Well, this idea was originally a secret that got leaked in December by Foxconn partner SoftBank. And now the company says it's been considering a U.S. investment for a while. And basically, it's waiting on a really good offer. It's looking for tax breaks and incentives to make it financially worthwhile to pay American workers. This factory would be making flat display screens, could bring some 30 to 50,000 jobs, and it is not guaranteed. It's just being considered.
All right. Markets. The S&P future is down 0.2%. Dow future down 11 points. We led with health care in this brand new administration and the very personal finance issue is America's retirement system and what the Trump administration will do about it. Beyond the turgid names, 401k, 403b, IRA, there is the stark fact that Americans have not saved enough. Teresa Ghilarducci, professor of economics at the New School for Social Research, studies this.
People did not save consistently because it was voluntary on the part of themselves and their employer. People have real lives. They go in and out of the labor market. So the Trump administration is going to come into a period when that experiment for decades is coming to fruition. He's also coming to power when 8,000 baby boomers are going to hit 65 every day for the next 20 years.
Now, we don't know what the Trump administration is thinking in terms of these retirement plans. It wasn't a vivid plank during the campaign. Certainly, we've heard a lot of rhetoric during the transition phase about deregulating Wall Street. But do you think there may be an opportunity here?
the best kind of plan, and lots of other countries, in fact, we're about the only country that has this design, have a taxpayer-funded Social Security-type plan, and on top of that, a mandatory occupational plan so that people fund their payments through their own contributions and their own earnings. On my hopeful self, which is what I am half the day, I think this could be a Nixon goes to China moment. Perhaps Trump could lead a party that says enough already. People need to be responsible for their own retirement. We're going to help them do that by having them save for their own retirement. And then we can go on to other issues.
What about, there's the other retirement social safety net, Social Security. During the campaign, Donald Trump said, let me quote here, he told this to a reporter, "I'm not going to cut Social Security like every other Republican, and I'm not going to cut Medicare and Medicaid." Looking at some of his staff recommendations as he builds his team, you're concerned that maybe that promise is not as unbending as it may seem here?
No, there are at least 8 appointees in key areas that have been on the record of wanting to cut either Social Security, a Medicare, or Medicaid. So his rhetoric is very different from the people that he's appointing.
Teresa Ghilarducci is also director of the Schwartz Center for Economic Policy Analysis. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.